This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Congressman Bobby Rush is taking aim at FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover's notorious program called COINTELPRO. Agents targeted the Black Panthers and other liberation groups through that program. Rush, who is a former Black Panther, has introduced a measure that would require the public disclosure of those records. Jeffrey Haas is a lawyer who defended the Black Panthers. He also wrote a book about how the FBI and Chicago police killed local party chairman Fred Hampton. Haas sat down with WBEZ's Natalie Moore.
For those who don't know, tell us about how COINTELPRO got started and the damage it did to political movements.
Well, COINTELPRO got started late in the 50s, and its original target was a lot the Communist Party, but it spread. Its main target became the Black movement, and by the late 60s, its biggest target was the Black Panther Party. It was a secret program that Hoover devised, and the idea was to subvert various left organizations and left leaders. And there was a burglary at an FBI office in 1971 that exposed the existence of the program. And subsequently, Hoover stopped the program. But by then, we discovered all these internal documents that talked about prevent the rise of a Black Messiah who could unify and electrify the masses, which is the mandate we think they were operating on in Chicago when they killed Fred Hampton.
What would Congressman Rush's bill do? Like, how much more do you think is out there?
I think there's a lot more, particularly both details with regard to the Fred raid and the cover-up, but also the higher-ups' involvement. It's very difficult when you try to get an FBI file if you don't name the file, if you don't call it the Fred Hampton file or the Black Panther file, then they don't give it to you. So it's hard to estimate what's out there. But I think there's some pretty damning stuff, particularly we know how much Hoover was afraid of everything that people of color did, everything that the left did. I mean, if we know that Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X would have been a target, Stokely Carmichael was a target, Dr. King was a target. So I think we could assume that there were many other people on whom there are many files. And I think also, I think what Congressman Rush is trying to uncover is, well, what the complete program, what it did, and what are its current iterations today? We saw at Ferguson and Standing Rock a tremendous collusion between government forces and private security. We also see a tremendous increase or accuracy of surveillance equipment.
Why does the country need these records to be public?
I think it's really important to know what the government really does. You know, we have a constitutional right to organize. We have a right to assemble. We have a right to do redress our government. And we have a right to know what they may be doing to stop legitimate First Amendment protest and even civil disobedience, which is aimed at obtaining human rights and dealing with wrongs. Most of the progress in this country has come from people in the streets or raising issues, whether it's the women's movement, the civil rights movement, the gay movement, the anti-war movement around Vietnam. These things should not be, because they are disagree with U.S. policies, should not be targets of government infiltration, government harassment, and government destruction, or in the case of Fred Hampton, government murder.